This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you want to build something in this country, ships, cars, buildings, appliances, you're probably going to need steel. And one of the main ingredients needed to make steel is iron ore. So it matters that the price of iron ore is up nearly 39% over the past year, according to data from the International Monetary Fund. It's still well below the all-time high it hit in the summer of 2021, but we asked Marketplace's Lily Jamali to look into why this commodity has been getting more expensive and what impact that might have.
70% of global demand for iron ore comes from one place, China. And until recently, the economy wasn't looking so good, according to Rohan Reddy of Global X ETFs.
There was just a lot of negativity towards the Chinese economy and just how China was trending.
Exhibit A, China's crisis-ridden property market, which once demanded a lot of steel. Lately, though, China's government has made aggressive moves to stimulate its economy.
They've had like 3 rate cuts this year already. And so that's been helpful, I think, in balancing some of the fears about China.
Beijing also told its steelmakers this year it wouldn't enforce an annual cap on production aimed at curbing carbon emissions. Iron ore supply has not kept up with the resulting demand. The University of Houston's Craig Pirong says higher ore prices will affect steel made from scratch, but
the importance of steel as a major price or cost driver in the United States is relatively modest.
That's because here, most new steel is actually recycled from old steel.
So it would have some impact on prices of goods generally in the United States, but not a huge one.
Pirong says the rally in iron ore prices seems driven more by speculation than reality.
Basically, the same period of time that the iron ore market has been going up, the Chinese stock market has been going down.
China is dealing with stubbornly high unemployment and shrinking factory activity. And Duke's Campbell Harvey says its commercial real estate market remains in disarray.
They have overbuilt. They have ghost cities. And it's really hard to see China returning to the robust growth that they've experienced over the last 10 years.
Harvey says investors who've been helping drive iron ore futures higher might be seeing not what's there, but rather what they want to see. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.